Okay, everyone, let's go ahead and get started. I'm going to go over a couple of things. First, I want to make sure everyone can hear me. If you can hear me, can you raise your hand, please? Perfect. Thank you very much. So a couple of things that we want to go over today. We do have a couple of new employees. Lisa Zobrist has joined us as a Senior Manager of Service Operations working on the Geek Squad account. So she'll be handling everything Geek Squad related. She's not in yet, so I can't let her speak to you. Next thing I want to talk about, I'm going to kind of skip around on the presentation because I want to get some of the shorter things out of the way, and then we'll dig into some of the things that I know there's some issues around. James Evans asks me to identify myself. Sorry, this is Monica from Support Space. So I do want to go over our Expert QA Community Program. I'd like to congratulate Zachary Stiles for winning an iPad, Brandon Babbitt for winning an iPod Touch, and Bill Lazarus for winning an iPod Nano. We'll be getting those out to you today. Quick update on Microsoft. I do want to let you guys know that right now we're doing good in the pilot, and we are slated for end of October, beginning of November release of the full program, which is AnswerDesk. The training materials are up on the university, so please go on there and start taking the training materials in the university. It's really important to get certified for them. We're expecting to see some volume on there, but again, it is up to you as to whether or not it's something that you would like to do. So now I want to talk about the... Sally, I'm in my office. So I want to talk about the company experts. I'm going to, if you guys can give me just a minute, I'm going to figure out how to unmute Sally. It looks like she is in her office, so give me just a minute. Never mind, she's coming over here. Okay, so let's go ahead and continue. I'll save the company experts part for just a minute because Sally's going to have some input on there, and I know that Sally was someone you guys really wanted to speak to in this webinar, so we'll give that just a minute. If you guys can start, go ahead and asking some questions in the question box, then we can start going through all of those questions, and we'll try and get to everything. I'm going to put you guys on hold just a second while I wait for Sally to get over here. And I do want to let you guys know we have a pretty full webinar today, so we're going to be using the questions tool instead of going through and unmuting people. It's just when we have a lot of people, it's a little bit more time effective to use the questions box versus unmuting people. So please put all of your questions in the questions box. And Sally is here now, so we can get started on the company expert. Sally, I know that that was something you wanted to speak a little bit about. Okay.
So what I wanted to do, a lot of these questions came in over the forum, and so I've answered a lot of these already on the forum, but I thought I would... for those of you that haven't been on the forum, answer them again. One of the questions was, when is InfoLinks going away? If they aren't, why not? The answer is InfoLinks is not going away. We made a strategic decision about 6 months ago to add companies to our platform. It's one of the advantages of our model is that we can add independent experts or companies. And InfoLink is one of the companies that we engaged with for the Microsoft pilot specifically because of the strategy, number one, and number two, when we went out to the Independent Expert Network, we did not get many experts that were willing to take schedules. So InfoLinks is here to stay. Another question was, why do you guys keep certifying new experts, or why don't you stop? When are you going to stop certifying new experts? We have drastically reduced the number of experts we're certifying per week. At one point at the height, we were certifying about 50 new experts a week. We're now certifying about 6 experts a week. Just so that you know, we have, believe it's about a 12% churn, which is a real 12% per month churn, which is a very high churn rate. So what that means is we lose at least 12% of our experts every month. So we're not, we're adding experts at a rate that is lower than what we're than those experts that we're losing. One of the reasons we're doing that is, as Monica said, we expect the volume to pick up in October for Geek Squad and in November for Microsoft, and we will need more experts, especially right now we're looking for Office experts. One of the questions was, can we reinstate the wizard test? And as I told the team yesterday, we'll look into that. We are considering it for some of the Microsoft certification for the new Microsoft launch that's going to happen late October, early November. One of the questions was, for new experts, what about having them act in a dispatcher capacity for a time? So here's the thing. Dispatchers don't get paid much. Sometimes, depending, we might pay them 10%. But I think that all of you at one time or another were new experts, and I think you understand that that's not... First of all, we don't like the dispatch model. It's not a good customer model. The preferred model is for the customer to get directly to the expert that's going to solve their problem. So that's the preferred model. So from a customer standpoint, it's not the best model. And then... secondly, it's very hard to get really good experts to be willing to do sit on the phone and do nothing but dispatch. Let's see. Are there any plans to improve communication processes between S2 and the experts? We need improvement here. We know that. We know that there is a, you know, communication in a model like ours is always difficult. We've added the forum, and I think the forum has been, by the way, my personal opinion is the forum is not the best tool we could have had, but it's the tool we did have, so it's something that we have to live with at the moment. We can certainly take recommendations for how we might improve that particular tool. But we have the forum, and I think Monica's going to talk to you later about being a little more regular with the webinars, the monthly webinars. Okay, let's see, what else? General issues with Microsoft, why not site companies taking the cases? Okay, so I just wanted to share some statistics with you because I think there have been some statistics shared on the forum that were not accurate. So first of all, not sure where the idea is that the company experts are only going to comprise of 20% of the workforce. That's not the case. There is no set percentage. At the moment, the company experts are 40% of the total active workforce. I will tell you that in the month of July, 43% of the experts, as I mentioned, were company experts, and they took 22% of the sessions. So they're not only are they not taking a disproportionate number of the total sessions, they're actually taking a disproportionately smaller portion of the sessions than what their total population is. In the month of August, they took 26%. Again, total company experts was about 43%. They took 26% of sessions. So again, they're not taking sessions away from the independent experts. Everybody is hurting for sessions because the volume is down by 50% at Geek Squad, and the volume is down on the Microsoft Pilot. We were doing about 300 sessions a week for Microsoft, a day rather, for Microsoft. We're doing 200 today. I would also like to point out that if I look at the top 50 earners on the network for the period of, I looked at this yesterday, for the period of August 1st through September 7th, the top 50 experts of those, 11 of those were company experts. So again, about 22% of the top earners were from companies, and 78% were individual experts. And of the top 25, for Microsoft alone, because again, we brought the company InfoLink on board specifically for, we engaged with them specifically for Microsoft, and I'll tell you why in a minute, but of the top 25 sessions, 25 earners rather, for Microsoft, 44% of them were InfoLink and 66% were independent experts. So even in the case of Microsoft, they're not taking the majority of the sessions. By the way, I do want to mention that when we first engaged with Microsoft to talk about the pilot, they requested that we find bilingual Spanish English speaking experts. It was not a requirement, it was a request. And as you may or may not know, most of the InfoLink people are bilingual. So with those questions, there's a few more comments on here I want to talk about, but I want to just open it up now for other questions. We did this yesterday so that you guys have a chance to ask further questions. I think Monica's only going to open it up for chat. How many people do we have on the phone this morning, or I mean on the webinar this morning?
33.
Okay.
And I want to quickly address something that came up yesterday and is now comments are being made again in the IRC. We need to make sure that we are very cautious and sensitive to all people, no matter what race they are, and we need to stop making comments directed at people based off of their race. So I want you guys to know that even if you don't mean something to be a racist comment or anything like that, there is always the chance that someone could be offended by it, and it's proper etiquette to make sure that we're sensitive to everyone's needs and not going around and calling people any type of anything, because you really don't know. So I want you guys to be sensitive to that, and I will address individually with the person in the IRC once this webinar is over, as I did yesterday. So now I want to kind of get into
Hang on, Monica. Monica's being very nice. I'm just going to be very blunt with all of you. If we see racist comments on this on the IRC or any of you making racist comments, we will decertify you. Period and amen. It will not be tolerated. Okay, go ahead, Monica.
Okay, so I'm going to start with the questions down the IRC, or down in the questions thing in the webinar. The first question is from Bill Lazarus. He says, I have two questions about company experts. First, why do InfoLink's experts show as U.S. based in Texas when most, if not all, probably live and work in Mexico? Second, do company experts need to support phone to service to be on a schedule and get a boost in the queue algorithm? In answer to your second question about having to be on phone to service, yes, they have the same requirements to have to be on phone to service. The schedule requirements don't change whether you're an independent expert or a company expert. So a company expert still has to be certified for phone to service and be on Geek Squad to be on the online schedule, as well as being certified for Microsoft to be on the Microsoft schedule. In answer to your second question about where they reside, I don't know that that's even a relevant issue that we need to discuss.
But I'll discuss it.
Okay.
The headquarters for InfoLink is in the headquarters for the call center business for InfoLink is in El Paso, Texas. They happen to have experts in the U.S. and in Mexico. I will tell you that our plan is to expand internationally, and we will continue to add more call centers and independent experts all around the globe. It's one of the requirements of doing business with a big company like Microsoft. Okay.
The next question is from Warren. He says, in your opinion, do we have too many experts available? Would you suggest experts seeking new employment if they are depending on S2 for income? Warren, that's ultimately a decision that each individual independent contractor needs to make on their own. I can tell you that we expect to see business pick up quite a bit in October and then again in November, and then we do slide right into the holiday season. But as far as that's not really something that I can give you guys a whole lot of direction on. James asks, thoughts of us who are willing to take schedules, can we get equal sorting? You want to take that one?
Yeah, so as you may or may not know, but I think a lot of you who've been around know this, the sorting algorithm has many components to it. I think about 6 different components to it. A person who, keeps their scores up, their customer sat scores, doesn't have a lot of missed calls, doesn't have a lot of redos or a lot of refunds, gets on a schedule and keeps on a schedule by way of not taking themselves off phone to service. Those are all of the attributes that go into the sorting algorithm, and the sorting algorithm is configurable, and we may change it over time. So I think I've demonstrated through real numbers that there are plenty of independent experts that have higher priority on sessions are getting actually more sessions than the company. So I would say that it's a very fair system.
Okay. Ryan says, why are there no more spots to the office dedicated if you are needing more experts? Ryan, it's not necessarily having to be office dedicated, it's being able to support office. We do try not to make it so that everyone is dedicated to one thing. We want to make sure that you're getting plenty of sessions. So we want to make sure that we have more and more experts certified for Microsoft Office as the volume on there increases when we launch AnswerDesk.
Yeah, let me just add. The Office forecast for the pilot was much higher than what we're actually getting in Office. Right now, Microsoft is on their end, and again, this is why we do a pilot, trying to figure out where to put the chat buttons on their website to generate the most traffic, but the best traffic, because keep in mind, one of the things that we try to do, as you guys know, who've been around for a while, and sometimes we're more successful than others, is make sure that companies don't just put up a chat now button anywhere on the website so that we get a lot of bad traffic. So they're working really hard on their end trying to put the chat button for Office on the right pages of their website with the right marketing information around them so that we get good traffic that is good convertible traffic on the Office product. And in doing so, they over-forecasted the volume. So you're absolutely right. Right now, we don't have a huge need right now for more Office people, but their volume forecast for AnswerDesk, which launches, as I mentioned, the end of October or early November, is much, much higher. And you know, they will figure out how to put those, where to put those chat buttons that will generate the traffic. Because let's face it, one thing we all know, there are millions and millions and millions of Office users in the United States that need technical support. So it's just a matter of them figuring out where the secret sauce is on their website and we turning it on for answer desk. But we don't expect the volumes to be high until we launch answer desk.
John, as I let you know in a message, I will discuss your questions and comments with you offline. Next question is from Robbie Case. I just heard of the webinar about 5 minutes ago. Sorry I'm late. I missed sorting algorithm information because it is so slow. The algorithm issue is more important than before. There are experts constantly getting sessions and those who are not. For example, I get 2 to 3 in an 8-hour period. What is being done to address the fact that they are getting 4 to 5 times the sessions than I am? Robbie, the volume is overall down right now, and we expect to see the volume start increasing in the beginning of October and again in November, and then we will go into holiday season, so we should see a pretty steady increase throughout the remainder of the year.
You know what, Monica, I am going to address this other question.
Okay.
Because I think it's important for you guys, this is from John, and John, I actually thank you for your question because I think it's important to have this discussion. John basically asked, I'm not going to read it verbatim, but he basically asked, how is calling somebody a Mexican a racist comment? There is no reason that I can think of that you would specifically call out any one characteristic about a human being if what you're talking about is their ability to be a technical support expert. So in other words, if you were to say, I don't like that fat technical support expert, that is a harsh and, while not racist comment, that's a discriminating comment. There's no reason for you to put labels on people. And when you label people as anything other in our network, as anything other than a technical support expert, you are calling out some sort of characteristic about them that can be taken by them or other people around you or around them as offensive. And I will tell you that there are people who have been offended by these comments. So I caution you, if you have an issue with an individual technical support expert, we are all ears. We are absolutely not going to tolerate labeling them as anything other than technical support experts.
Okay, Julie says, I really don't care about company experts. What I would like to know is if and when Geek Squad releases more calls to S2, will this be an all-or-nothing proposition, meaning what do we have to do to keep the volume high? Julie, the reason that we ran into issues before was because we couldn't get experts to, and I am making a broad term, there were some experts that were supportive, but we couldn't get enough experts to go online and sign up for Fonda Service and go and commit to a schedule so that we could show that we would be able to take the volume. Before we launched with the sales layer and QR layer at Geek Squad, we were having abandon rates as high as 40-50%, and that is just very unacceptable to Geek Squad. So when we couldn't commit to taking the volume because we couldn't get experts to sign up for a schedule, Geek Squad had to make decisions to go and get the volume taken. So in answer to your question, I would say yes, it's going to be all or nothing if we run into the same issue again where people are unwilling to commit to a schedule or don't want to take phone to service, Geek Squad will find a way to make their business run. You have anything to add?
Yeah, I just want to add, you know, one of the things that about our network is it's a quote-unquote free network. By free, what I mean is you don't have to take a schedule. You don't have to, work certain hours or work every week. There are advantages to the model and there are disadvantages to the model. The advantage to the model is if we have a lot of experts that we can get online very quickly, we can be more flexible with our partners. The disadvantage is we don't get commitments from our partners. So it's, you know, for every advantage on any kind of a job, there are disadvantages, and there's a certain amount, there's a great deal of freedom in this job. For example, having run technical support call centers for many, many years, it's not just the fact that you can work the hours you want to work. We're not breathing down your throat, watching everything you do, telling you you have to take so many sessions an hour, telling you you can only take 30 minutes to do a session. That's just not, it's not our style. It's not the way we run our model. But with the freedom comes risk. And you as independent business people, which is what you are taking the risk. We are, what we can tell you is we're building the business. We landed Microsoft as a big partner. Our salespeople are working at landing other big partners. The more big partners we have, the less the perturbations of any individual partner are going to affect the network. Right now, why everybody is hurting is because Geek Squad was our only really big partner, and they tanked. Not, by the way, Geek Squad did not tank in their business. They tanked in the business they sent us. So I should say we tanked, not they tanked, in the business that they were sending us. And then they're going to start sending us more now. So I understand the risk, but there's also reward in the model.
Richie asks, so do we need to do both AnswerDesk certs and normal Microsoft Office certs? That is correct, Richie. In order to be on there on AnswerDesk, you'll need to make sure you go through the AnswerDesk certification. And for to do Office, you'll need to make sure you go through the Office certification.
I'll also add, you can pick, you don't have to be certified for Office in order to get sessions for virus removal for Microsoft and vice versa. However, the more things you are certified for, the more likely you'll be able to pick up more sessions because, as you know, Microsoft is telling us there's going to be however many tens of thousands of sessions, and of those tens of thousands, this many is going to be Office, and this many is going to be virus removal, and we all know that those numbers are not going to be 100% accurate. So it's much better. The more you get yourself certified for, the higher the chances of your getting traffic.
Robbie says, my question was not a volume-related question. My question is anything going to be done to address the fact that some experts receive five times or more sessions than others? Robbie, the sorting algorithm is based off of statistics. It goes off of rating, resolution rate, conversion rate, redo rate, and missed notification rate. So the higher someone's, all of those scores are, the higher they're going to be in the sorting algorithm and the more sessions they will receive. That's the benefit of making sure that you keep your stats high. I am working and I will start pushing with Sally to get a scorecard so that you guys can see where you are. Julie says, that's what I meant. S2 had to do what it needed to do to stay in business. That is why I do not take issue with company experts. Thank you very much, Julie, for understanding. James says, if we put the incentives back into the schedule, more will commit. James, the biggest incentive on signing up for a schedule is that you get a pretty significant boost in the sorting algorithm, which will in turn bring you more cases. And right now the schedule is pretty full, and so there won't be any additional incentives tied to the schedule in the near future, besides getting a boost in the sorting algorithm.
Let me just say one thing because it came up yesterday and it hasn't come up in a question, so I couldn't answer it. But I've been taking a pretty hard line here, and I'm sure you're all, listening with interest. I will tell you that it absolutely is not our strategy to go to 100% company experts. We will always want a significant portion of our network to be independent experts. And I mentioned to you earlier the statistics that show that the independent experts are still getting the lion's share of and a disproportionate share based on the percent of active experts of the sessions. I do not intend to do anything about the sorting algorithm until and unless I look at the data and it says we have 43% company experts and they're getting 80% of the sessions. That would be wrong, right? I agree with you on that. There is fairness and there is fairness. I can't commit a certain number of sessions to any one person or any group of people, and we don't ever commit volume to any experts or any companies, by the way, because we're not committed volume by our partners, but it's not, the thing that I have been taking issue to is this what feels to be a pile-on to companies when the companies are not taking disproportionate amounts of business.
Julie Watson says, I just want to know what we as experts have to do to keep it going. I do what I can, but I'm appalled at the experts that openly refuse servicing customers. What is that all about? Julie, I don't really have an answer to that question. Not really much I can say on that.
Well, except that if we find out that there's experts that are openly refusing to help customers, unless it was a misrouted call, in other words, or session. If something comes to an expert and the expert is not certified to handle that service, then I understand if they're helping that customer get to another expert. If we find out that there's experts that are just out and out refusing to take a session, they're not going to be certified for very long once we find out. I don't think that's a huge problem right now, Julie, because there are so few sessions, but perhaps I'm wrong.
Randy says, support space is great. Thank you. Warren says, on Sally's point, we have the freedom to work when we want to work. However, we seem to have lost out on Geek Squad work by choosing. Then we choose to go full in with HP, and it gets us nothing. I understand that we need coverage, but we also need better direction, communication, on where we need to concentrate on. Warren, I think that I was pretty upfront on where we were lacking on Geek Squad the entire time. I know that me and my team were in the IRC daily letting you guys know that we had a huge amount of sessions. I know that we were letting you know how many customers were in queue, how many experts were available, when we needed people available. We were sending out broadcast messages during peak times. So to that point, I think that we were pretty open about where we were hurting there. And to the HP point, I do understand, and I appreciate everyone that helped me out on HP. And it wasn't you guys, not the reason that we didn't win that account.
Yeah, so... But by the way, Warren, I do understand what you're saying, but I agree with Monica. I think on Geek Squad, I think there was fair warning, but that doesn't mean that I'm saying the communication is good. We're going to keep trying to have better communication. I will say we take responsibility for the fact that the HP pilot was not successful, we as a company, but I would like to point out, and I'm not making excuses for us, I'm just saying, this is the way of the world, guys. 2 weeks after we lost the HP pilot, HP announced they're going to discontinue their whole PC business anyway. So how long would we have been doing support for them before we didn't have that business anyway. So it's not an excuse, it's just an example of how the world can change so quickly. The thing that we take the biggest responsibility for, and this is the thing, you know, I've said it before in the meetings, and I truly mean it. You are a very important part of the you know, success of this company. We don't take that lightly. We are working very, very hard to get the number of sessions back up because we know how painful this has been for you, and we're not taking it lightly. So the thing that we need to do, in addition to communicating with you better, is really put all of our energy into doing the best job operationally, the best job from an engineering standpoint, the best job from a product management standpoint. The whole company needs to put their energy, our energy, into getting more business so that you guys have more sessions.
Ryan says, can you lessen the number of questions for Answer Desk? 360 questions seems a bit ridiculous. Ryan, you do have the option to go through the certification process for Answer Desk or not. The training and certification material is provided by Microsoft, and that's the requirement to be certified to support that partner. And we don't really have any option as far as changing that certification. Victor says, it seems that when one gets a one-star rating, even if a mistake, our percentage goes down. Yet 25-star sessions beyond that, the percentage will not go up. Victor, if you get a one-star rating by mistake, you can email S2CC and they will research it and see if they can reach out to the customer and get the customer to agree to change it. Or if it's an obvious mistake, like they leave a one-star rating and say, great tech or something like that, they will go ahead and make that change. But the percentage is based off of how many ratings you actually have. So it depends on how many ratings you have when your percentage will go back up. James says, the quality of work done by independent experts is obvious. Does this not make an impact on partners? You want to feel that?
Well, I can only agree with him.
Yeah.
The quality of the work done by our whole network, and that, again, you know, is extremely high. It makes a huge impact on the partners, in the sense that they're very impressed with the quality of the work that the people on our network do. So I can only agree with it.
Michael says, can we get some sort of incentive to stick around until Microsoft launches fully? As it is currently going, I am seeking other full-time employment as an alternative, and that would most likely make me inactive with support space. What incentive do I have to stick around? Michael, the biggest incentive that you have to stick around is the fact that our sessions will begin to increase in October. We'll see a huge uptake in the number of sessions that we have, and then we will, when Microsoft Answer Desk launches in late October, early November, we'll see another increase. And then we'll have all of the holiday campaigns, so we'll see another increase. And so that's where your incentive would be to stick around. Seth says, how is it fair to an existing contingent of independent experts who basically made S2 what it is today to give company experts an advantage in the sorting algorithm just because they are with a company? All we really want is true equality in sorting algorithm. If these company experts are so good, why not let them compete with us on an even playing field?
So I'm going to sound like a broken record here, but this is the answer. So all I can tell you is, we have an obligation to a partner like Microsoft. We never would have gotten the Microsoft business if we had not gone out and engaged with a company, call center, who agreed to schedule their employees so that we had somebody there waiting for Microsoft sessions. Period and amen. Without the companies, we would not have the Microsoft business. So that is fair. It is fair that you know, they are the ones that helped us win Microsoft. So you need to give them credit that they are experts that Microsoft is very impressed with.
Wilfred says, will S2 create a dedicated Mac helpline so that Mac customers are routed to Mac experts? That's actually something that is in the works with Geek Squad right now to make sure that we can figure out some way to get Mac customers directed to Mac experts. Bill Lazarus asks, on a different topic, is the QA community going to continue even though the contest is over? Bill, the QA community is going to be revised. We need to take a look at how we're processing all of that and how the communication is working. And pretty much the whole program overall, and we will come out with a revised program. Neil says, can you mention a little slower the 6 criteria again for the queue? Thank you. You have rating, missed notifications, redo rate, refund rate, resolution rate, and conversion. Michael says, what is going to happen with all of the HP customers that we sold plans to? Are we still servicing them, or did the subscription get moved to whoever they had as a contract with HP currently? Michael, the customers that we sold subscription plans to are still going to be support-based customers. We're in the process of moving those customers from the HP brands to the support-based brands. And for a little comic relief, Warren says, Mac Workbench 2011. I'm going to go with, if you're dreaming it and see it in your dream, that's the only time you're going to see it in 2011. And Drew says, sorry guys, I'm here late. Haven't heard anything so far. Here's my question. Could you please explain why company experts get a boost in the queue over independent experts? Because we have an obligation.
He's late. Can we answer him separately?
Yeah, we'll take that offline, Drew.
Only because we've answered it several times.
He says, do company experts have to sign up for several spots for the same schedule that independent experts use, or do they automatically get the adjustment as if they were scheduled in the algorithm whenever they go green? They do have to be on a schedule, and that's they commit to a schedule. I just answered that question. Drew, I just answered the question about the sorting algorithm. And if you have more questions, you can address it in the IRC with me. He says, when QR agents connect with us and have either not registered the customer's GSTS, have marked the session as a free session, or marked the session as the wrong service type, it results in the expert having to mark the session as unresolved and open a new session. Yes or no, do these unresolved cases count against us in the sorting? This is hardly fair. The answer is yes. I am part-time and only do 20 to 30 sessions a week, resolved cases, and I know that this happens to me very often. Drew, that you are right, it does affect your resolution. As long as all of your other statistics are high, it shouldn't have too much weight as far as your position in the queue. And that is part of the reason why Geek Squad is looking at revising the way that the QR program was working and changing that altogether in October. Drew, the next question you asked me is about an individual expert, and I am not going to address anything about an individual expert in an open forum. If that individual expert has an issue with their decertification, they need to address it with me. Richard Harris asks, what is missed notifications? That is when a notification comes to your workbench and you miss it. So that little pop-up at the bottom that says Start Now, if you don't click Start Now, it counts as a missed notification. James Evans says the algorithm should be explained to experts as part of the training and available in the wiki for reference. I will see if that's something that we can add in the Workbench certification. Neil says, is the criteria for the queue for over the last 30 days? Yes, it's the last 30 days. Elizabeth says, I have been having issues with the Workbench freezing. This hurts my resolution when they cannot agree on the resolution. If you go back and you enter the resolution as resolved, then it's not affecting your resolution rate.
You mean after the fact?
Yeah, after the fact. Even if you have a Workbench freeze, you stop the ability to go back and adjust your resolution. Julie says, regarding HT customers, last night I was given information different from what I'm hearing on the webinar. I had an HT customer and told to tell her that I would no longer be servicing her plan. I lost the customer due to misinformation. I would like to get this customer back. Julia will look into that for you.
Who told her that? You know?
No.
Okay.
I'll figure it out.
Okay.
Warren says, lots of online shifts opened up 2 days ago. What's up with that, and will that continue? I don't know how more shifts open unless people drop shifts, Warren.
But we'll look into it.
Yeah, I will look into it.
To.
Bill says, does Xing out of an incoming session count against you? Yes, it does. It counts as a missed notification. When QR agents, this is from Drew, when QR agents are dispatching cases to us, and are they hand-picking us the same way we would be dispatched to session in the Workbench, or does the algorithm come into play here somehow? It seems that if they are getting 99% of the phone calls right now, and they're manually dispatching, that effectively circumvents any queue we have been sorted into by the algorithm. Drew, actually, how you display in the console tool is exactly the way that the algorithm works, and they are instructed to pick the first expert available. So it should be the same way that the queue works now. John says, is CECC intended for company experts as well as individuals? Just asking because they thought it was for independent experts only. You are correct, John. It should be for independent experts only, and I will make sure. I know that we've gotten most of the companies out of there. I've been informed that there's a couple in there, and I will make sure that we get them directed to the correct IRC. Elizabeth says, if calls come in multiple at a time where we cannot accept all of them at one time, if we click out of the call, does that count as a missed notification? That's something that I need to look into. It shouldn't be sending you multiple calls. I know that there is a bug, and if that happens to you, if you can report that bug to S2CC so we can make sure that we're getting that information to the development team and they can be working on fixing it. I believe it would count as a missed notification, but it's something I'll look into. Michael says, I all mentioned a completely new Workbench. Earliest possible date was early 2012. Have there been any updates about this project, at least any updates that are available publicly? No, I don't have any update on that. Neil says, S2 business decisions and model are most impressive. Thank you, S2. Neil, thank you for being supportive. We appreciate that. Victor says, are the regular schedule and the MS schedule come out at the same time, and when is it? had a few different times last schedule. Victor, the online schedule is published at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Fridays for the week ahead. The Microsoft schedule is published at 3:30 p.m. Pacific Time on Fridays for the week ahead. James Bugs should go to s2cc@supportspace.com. Elizabeth says, thank you for the clarification, as I have been clicking out of them on the fact that the tech isn't held up. I'll look into that one. Warren says, any new partners on the horizon? Apple, Starbucks? Warren, you're always good for a laugh. There are new partners on the horizon. I don't know that it's Apple or Starbucks, but we are working, our sales team is working all the time on getting new partners, and there are a few big partners on the line, nothing that I can say anything about. And we've got about 4 minutes, so I'm going to try and get through a couple more questions before our 8 o'clock end time. Neil says, can experts be on the Geek Squad and Microsoft schedule at the same time? No, you can only pick up 1 hour because you can't pick up 2 hours, but you can be available for Geek Squad and Microsoft. So if you pick up hours on the Geek Squad schedule, we don't remove you from Microsoft certification. So you are still available for Microsoft sessions as well, and there shouldn't be any problems with that. Looks like that was actually the last question, so I'm going to take a minute to say thank you to you guys. We really appreciate your time, and
we're going to go get more sessions.
Yeah, we are definitely working to get more sessions. Thank you very much, and I hope you guys have a great day. If you have any further questions, please address them in the IRC. Thank you.